My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Here from Lions head coach Dan Campbell coming up later this hour, 9:35. We also need to talk about the Tigers. The offseason is here. Scott Harris spoke yesterday, touched on spending, Javi Baez, Spencer Torkelson, and more. What I want to know from people, what is your wish list? It could be a player. It could be a position. It could be a mentality. What is your wish list for the Tigers offseason? We'll go through some of what Scott had to say, but you guys can start calling in now, 248-539-9797. John, I want to know your wish list. I, of course, have my preferences for this offseason, but let's go through what the man himself had to say. And he started with this question of spending. I think it was Stoney who asked this question, and he said, you know, now that the foundation's set, will the money be there to spend? So basically, they want to, right? They want to add people, trades, and free agents. The money is available to do so. They have to actually go out and do it, which is important here, John. When he says they're not chasing a payroll threshold, I understand what he's saying. They're not going to spend to hit a number.
Right.
They want to add good players, but the two kind of go hand in hand, right? If you want to add good players, you typically have a higher payroll. Good players make more money. I mean, this is not 100% true, but for the most part, how it works, right? Sometimes you pay a guy and they're not a good player, see Javi Baez. But if you want to add good players, you typically have to pay the freight to get them. And it stands to reason, the teams that spend on good players win games. Since 1995, it's 26 of 29 teams that won the World Series were at least in the top half of payroll. You got to get to the middle class. No one says you got to be the Dodgers or the Yankees. You got to get to the middle class for you to win a World Series. We have data going back 30 years to show it.
Well, and if you believe that your young players, who you are not playing a lot, you don't have to pay a lot, are there and will continue to improve and produce, then you can go out and splurge on maybe a higher-priced free agent than you normally would.
Correct, because you have some wiggle room because you've done such a good job setting your foundation with young, cheap, controllable players. Scott said that basically, that what they're going to do is going to have to be the majority of the growth comes from within. I'm not going to freak out about that statement. I happen to agree with him. A lot of the growth does have to come from within. There will be external additions, he said. He highlighted a right-handed bat. I could argue bats plural, but a right-handed bat, and clearly they need another starting pitcher. So there will be external adds. I just don't know to what level. And we're trying to parse words, which can be dangerous right after the season when he himself has said it's only been 48 hours at the time since they played. But we are looking for some level of expectation for this offseason. He did talk about Javi Baez, and I hope you're sitting down when you hear this. Here's the plan with Javi.
As far as Javi, there's a role for him on this team. Go ahead, John.
I can't take him seriously if Javi Baez is on the roster next year as a part of the plan moving forward. Did his hips make him swing at everything in the opposite batter's box? Okay, the hip bones connected to the eye bone. Like I don't see how that is relatable to his struggles. Now, in terms of less power, less pop on the bat, maybe you're not able to hit some of the inside pitches if you can't rotate your hips, you can't get through the ball. All of those things are a possibility, but he's swinging at things that aren't even in the same time zone.
He left himself an out saying that he has to be better and he has to be healthy. But I didn't like the length at which he pointed out, like, there's a role for him. And none of that is needed to be said here, John. Because
first base coach.
Yeah, sure.
Highest paid first base coach in history.
Right. He didn't need to defend him or argue for him to be on the roster at all, because the case has been made by Javi's play on the field. Last year, his OPS was in the 500s. Okay, you want to say it's a hip issue? What about the year before that? What about the fact that this guy has been one of the worst players in baseball for two full seasons? He's going to get paid either way. His deal is fully guaranteed. It doesn't have to mean he's on the roster. That hurts the team if he's on the roster. For that reason, you're right. It's hard to take it seriously. And it's you question the acumen of someone who would put this guy on a 26-man roster.
Again, I just can't take him seriously. If his entire theory is we've got to value the strike zone, and into his admission, they're not doing a good enough job. Who's the biggest violator of that?
Javi. It's a great point. Scott did a kind of a reset or a look back at his opening press conference, and he said, you know, we're a lot better in a lot of areas, but he did admit they aren't doing a good enough job at the plate with the strike zone. Well, Scott, there's one guy who's a bigger culprit than anybody else in all of baseball, and you are paving a path for him to be on the opening day roster next season. I get it. They couldn't cut him yesterday. They didn't have to make the statements they did either. And I think that rubs people the wrong way. In fact, a lot of the texts that we've got in about their wish list, it's not about who they want them to add. It's who they want them to get rid of. At the top of most fans' wish list is get rid of Javi Baez.
Yeah. I don't think there's... Is there a direct correlation of he goes down, they go on this run? I think that's part of it. It's not all of it.
Correct. Right. Yes.
But... If there is a black hole in the lineup every single day, and it's not like he was tearing it up in the field either.
No, he was considered below average defensively at his position.
Maybe that is more of the hip issue.
Sure.
He can't get to some of those things.
You know what? I said to you, Jim, yesterday after we heard these comments, about an hour after the show, are they thinking about if he's on the team using a platoon at shortstop with Sweeney?
They are platoonable in that one is left-handed and one is right-handed, but that would imply Javi Baez is going to play against lefties and pinch hit and play a bunch of games.
Well, pinch hitting would be runners in scoring position sometimes, which he was good at this year. Look, you guys know I'm so against him being on the team next year. I thought a ticket texter earlier in the show when we brought this up brought up something maybe the Tigers are doing here is that they're letting him prove that this is a medical situation and that they've got potentially some sort of insurance out where Javi still gets his money, but the insurance covers part of the Tigers.
I would buy that.
And I am fine with that. That is smart finance there.
Sure.
That's not being cheap.
That's good team management. As long as he's not on the roster, I don't really care about the mechanisms to do it. And if the way to do it is you have to allow him to come back and maybe not be 100% and maybe never be healthy again, and maybe that's part of the math. Okay, great. But what I would ask is, are they going to plan to address shortstop in the offseason otherwise? Because that'll be very telling, right? If they don't do anything at shortstop, it would suggest that Sweeney and Baez is the plan. If they were to go out, and I'm not saying Willy Adames is the be-all, end-all, but if they added a premier shortstop, it would be very telling that they do not view Javi as...
He's allowed to lie. I mean,
right. No,
the truth now isn't the truth later.
And
that's the great thing about the offseason.
And I want to be very careful judging the statements immediately following the season as gospel, but it's all we have to go on.
Let me ask you guys this. What if they signed Bregman to play third?
Sure.
Your outfield set with Veerling, Meadows, and Green.
Yes. Carp's the DH.
Keith's your second baseman. You platoon DH with Malloy and Carpenter.
Yeah. First base is Torkelson.
Tork is back. And then you have Sweeney and maybe Javi if Javi looks like he's at least serviceable.
Well, if that's
your offseason and you get Flaherty as your...
If you make that signing, why not move Jace Young to second and move Cole Keith to first?
Bingo.
I think it's in the realm of possibility.
It has to be.
So let me ask you that. You sign Bregman. Sweeney's still your shortstop, okay? Maybe with Javi. Young goes to second. Keith the first. Your outfield is set. And Flaherty's your number two. You bring back Flaherty. What would you think about that offseason?
I think Bregman would send a message that, yeah, they're willing to spend because Bregman's not going to come cheap. I think Bregman makes a lot of sense. Right-handed bat, familiarity with AJ.
Doesn't strike out much.
Right, yeah.
86 times in 600-plus plate appearances this year.
And he's a guy with postseason experience. It could be a natural time for him to move on from Houston after the Tigers bounced them from the playoffs. You're leading us down into where I want to go, which is our wish list. And we'll read some of your ticket texts as well. 248-539-9797. Speaking of Torkelson, Scott Harris spoke about him. We'll play that next. It's 97.1.
When I needed a new furnace and AC, I called the guys at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They've got all the best equipment and prices, but I think the biggest difference is their customer service, and it's the 5-year warranty so that I know I'm covered. Call Mastercraft for your heat, AC, plumbing, and electrical. They even offer generators. Tell them John Jansen sent you for up to $500 off fast insulation, like same-day service. If you want more information, you can find it on the web at mastercraftheating.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tiger fans, I've got wish list in front of me, some of what you want from this offseason. I want John's wish list. I'll present mine. We've been playing Scott Harris audio. Heard on Javi Baez, spending. What about Spencer Torkelson? A season where he was sent down. He's played a lot of baseball. What's the plan? And they went on to say we need more production from first base. John, what's the plan? What's your wish list?
Well, my wish list would be a bat like a Bregman at third base.
Mm-hmm.
You bump over Jace Young. That's what I already said. Keith goes to first.
And Tork's gone. Is he on the roster?
I don't know if he's on the roster or not. I don't know if he's in AAA or not. He's not costing the team anything. They can still continue to, quote unquote, be patient with him until they're forced to make a decision on what are they going to pay him. So maybe he's a guy that they can dangle out there for somebody else. He's not going to get a lot for him, but maybe there's some other executive that thinks we can unlock that bat.
Yeah, I'm not mad if he was still within the organization,
right?
But I don't think the plan can be for him to be the everyday first baseman next season. So if that's in your scenario, moving Colt Keith over, maybe it's pursuing a trade for a first baseman or signing. There's a couple guys. Christian Walker would make some sense. Can hit and field at first base. Yeah, I'm with you on Tork not being the everyday first baseman. And I don't know who the everyday third baseman is. I think clearly the corners. You got to add at least one external bat at the corners. You could do both.
Sure.
I'm less confident they would do that, but sure, you could pursue Bregman and Christian Walker. That's two bats on the corners of your infield. You'd have to pay for it because it's free agency. But for a team that has said, we will spend for good players, for a team that's payroll is already depressed, why not? And I know they still have to pay a starter. You can't run it back with a two-man rotation. But that's what I would target, is power on the corner infield spots and a starter.
Well, and you start thinking about, okay, if your starting lineup then is set, you make those moves, you still need depth. Guys are still going to miss games. Guys do get hurt in 162 games. So it's okay. You're not going to have to block bats if you still want to add depth of talent. That will be available, and they can go out there and do that.
A trade name that people are going to throw out from the A's is Brent Rooker. He's a great hitter, all-star power hitter. Doesn't really have a natural position. He's more of a DH, could play right fielder first. They could get creative in the trade market too. And Harris did mention, hey, if we need to trade prospects, we feel like they've built up a
supply.
Some of the ticket techs with their thoughts. Tigers wish list, one high-end starter, third base, first base, and shortstop. Minimum. No more poverty claims. Outbid everyone. Javi Baez's role next season will be bullpen catcher. Texter says Bregman is a must, Flaherty, and one other value starter. Now that it's over, my Tigers offseason wish list is Alex Bregman, Anthony Santander, and Jack Flaherty. Sign those three, ready to roll. Santander has power. He's a switch hitter, right field DH type. I wouldn't mind that. Texter says wish list is Bregman, a right fielder, a starting pitcher, and says a catcher as well. Jake Rogers is great defensively, but not the answer on offense. Texter says, I'm fine with bringing Javi back. Sweeney did nothing for us in the postseason. He had some errors in the field. Signed, Jerry. People have creative ideas for Javi. Ball boy, water boy, sunflower seed distributor. There's all kinds of roles for Javi Baez on the team moving forward. Oh, this one, just to get your reaction, John. I'd trade Skubal. Bozo cost us an ALCS berth. That's a real text that was sent in.
Love our texters.
Me too. Let's get to Heather in the news.
Well, the Detroit police community is mourning after officers shot and killed one of their own who actually opened fire on officers during this mental health crisis he was suffering from. It's a really tragic story. Police responded to a 911 call from this off-duty officer, and when they got there, he started shooting and injured two officers. Detroit Police Chief James White said that when the officers arrived, obviously they heard gunfire. They say the off-duty officer was threatening suicide and was asking for suicide by a cop. He was obviously experiencing a mental health crisis. White said that the officer who was made the phone call, this off-duty officer, was a 45-year-old man who had been with the Detroit Police Department for 13 years. The other officers involved were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The officer who ultimately was killed was part of their special response team. Just a very, very tragic story all around. If you haven't heard, two men have now been charged in the murder of that Rochester Hills man who was killed when he opened his door to two people who were impersonating DTE workers, said that there was a gas leak at the house. Thankfully, both suspects have been found. They've been charged. I know at least the first suspect who was caught in Louisiana was charged with felony murder, as well as two counts of unlawful imprisonment. He's facing up to life in prison. I'm guessing the other man is probably going to face the same charges as well. They haven't released information on the second guy who was just caught on Monday after a traffic stop in Plymouth. They haven't released his name or his charges yet, but I'm guessing it will be similar to the first guy as well. So thankfully they got both of those.
Yep.
Delta, you might not have heard this. They're going to be unveiling all new interiors in their airplane. So the new cabin interior, which is going to feature a new modern look. There's going to be new seats, better lighting. They also say there's going to be upgraded color, memory foam, just a whole new redesign will debut this fall. So very, very soon. And then they're going to unveil it, unroll it, in the years to come on all of their airplanes. They say the goal is to make Delta customers feel at home during their travels. So something to look forward to on your next Delta flight. Walgreens, they're going to be closing about 1,200 locations over the next 3 years. Not really that shocking. I mean, we've kind of watched
Rite Aid. Yeah.
I don't know. They went out of business. So all right, they're still in business, but Rite Aid is still in business.
There's not many of them. Yeah.
Not many around us. They didn't say where the store closings are going to take place, but they did say about 500 store closures will come in the current fiscal year. So starting right away. On Sunday, Jason Kelce, he was celebrating with Eagles fans prior to the team's 20-16 win over the Cleveland Browns. And while he was actually standing on the roof of an RV, a cameraman who was filming the whole thing crashed through the RV's roof, right? So the cameraman was like crouching down, trying to get closer to get a cool shot when all of a sudden his right leg fell through the roof. All of his camera gear went tumbling down to the ground. And you can see in the footage, Kelce leans forward to try to help the guy, but then all of a sudden it cuts out. So you don't know exactly what happened to the cameraman. Like, did he just completely crash through the roof? Was he injured? No word yet, but he definitely took a big spill.
That's wild.
Yeah. Were you guys Game of Thrones fans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've never watched a whole episode. I know.
It's usually not the genre I would watch, but I did get into it, and it was fun. Lisa watched all of it.
I know everyone did. My husband watched all of it. I just never got into it. Anyway, an auction of Game of Thrones memorabilia over the weekend brought in more than $21 million, including nearly $1.5 million for the Iron Throne.
Wow.
However, it wasn't actually the Iron Throne from the show. It was like a replica of the Iron Throne, and somebody paid $1.5 million
for a copy?
Yes.
Huh.
All right.
Also, one of Jon Snow's long claw swords sold for $400,000.
Those are cool.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
I don't know what badass. It is, but it sounds more cool.
Awesome. You should watch it. You really should.
I just felt like I never got into it when it was on, and I missed out, and I'm probably never going to go back and watch it.
I was late to the party, but I got in just in time for the final season, which wasn't
that great.
But I heard
the finale was...
But it's the journey, Heather.
Okay.
It's the journey.
Yeah.
That's Heather with the news.
It's a long journey.
It's long episodes, long series. All right. Ticket Texter said, my off-season plan, use a time machine, go back and sign Matt Chapman. Signed, Jimmy Cookies. All right. We're going to move on from baseball. We got Dan Campbell coming up next. Before the hour ends, there is an update on the trade market for a pass rusher. It's 97.1. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.